Алкида яд алхил бигиж сун нда я хатне Кодоэ я и ханне сун ба ханне Дадэз ти дигэнде не дэз ла хатно ба ханне Кодоэ я и ба ханне ла.
These are the Navajo words that take you to a different time and space, a long ago time, a sacred space. These words are the beginning of special stories told in families and cultures for thousands of years. A long time ago, among the upper darkness, celestial bodies were placed in a holy way. From there emerged the winter stories of the Diné, the Navajo people. Peoples of all cultures have looked at the night sky in wonder. They have developed stories to explain what they saw and how they related to the vast universe. The stories told of a way to live in harmony with the cosmic energies of earth and sky. For generation to generation, oral stories of the night skies have been passed down in Diné Bikéya, Navajo land. These stories illustrate principles and teachings of how to live with the cosmic order. The Navajo, who call themselves the Diné, meaning the people, develop ceremonies for protection, for healing. Many of the ceremonies are intrinsically related to the night sky. The great nine-night Yebiche ceremony, the fire dance of the mountaintop way, and the big star way are just three of these ceremonials. Now imagine that you are hundreds of miles from the nearest city. You are sitting in a small, round Navajo home, a hogan. It is winter, mid-January, and it is very cold outside. It is snowing, and the wind is blowing. There is no electricity, no running water, no television, nothing of the modern conveniences that we take for granted today. Inside, however, it is warm. A small fire is burning in the center of the hogan. You are sitting in a circle with your family on soft white sheepskin rugs around the edge of the hogan. It's crowded with your grandparents, your mother, your father, your brothers, sisters, your aunties and uncles. All of the men and boys are sitting on the southern side of the room, and all of the women and girls are sitting on the northern side. The door faces east to honor the rising sun. The smell of coffee fills the room. Everything is warm and comfortable.